the COVID crisis in China. It really hasn't been a reopening in the sense that it was a gradual process. It was an explosion. There was this whole system of rules that governed every centimeter of the daily life of its citizens that overnight disappeared. I'm Jaime Santirso, a journalist based in Beijing. And between us, I'm very relieved that China's zero COVID policy is finally over. It's very hard to measure the success of zero COVID policy because it's really hard to weight some suffering against others. How do you account for lives that might have been saved versus lives that have been ruined? I flew into Wuhan on the night of January 22nd. The authorities announced that the next day, starting 10 a.m., the city would go into lockdown. At that time, China decided they were not going to tolerate any cases. As soon as one was identified, the whole protocol was enacted to put it under control. Electronic tracking and controlling of the residents' movements through QR codes became more and more sophisticated. It should be noted that it probably saved millions of lives. The Chinese government decided to highlight the zero COVID policy as a proof of the superiority of the political model versus Western democracies. And that was the key point in which zero COVID policy moved from being a health policy towards being a propaganda principle. Because the Chinese government was focused on sustaining that narrative, they devoted their resources towards that instead of what could eventually lead the country back into normal times. The party and the Chinese government is very attentive to the people's reactions to their policies. They faced a society that very clearly said that they were not gonna take any more measures. I reported on the protests from Beijing. It all started with a fire in Urumqi, the capital of the province of Xinjiang. It is said that the firefighters could not act in time because of the physical restrictions that were in place. So several people died, and that really set the ball in motion. So the next city was Shanghai. They appeared in many other big cities of the country, particularly in Beijing. It was absolutely remarkable. I've never seen anything like that. Just in a country where there seems to be an underlying fear and some tacit agreement that protests should necessarily be individual and taken in secrecy. They were so tired of these 3 years of restrictions that they could not change. To see that was really shocking. Something had already been set in motion that was unstoppable, and the party knew, and that was why the end of COVID was almost immediate. We're seeing Chinese citizens going out into the world again, and countries being very defensive about it and implementing restrictions. There is obviously a lot of countries that have reacted with fear to what is happening. I think precisely because of the lack of information about what is going on. China has complained about this reaction as being, and these measures as being discriminatory. This moment, which was supposed to be a moment of relief for the people, it was a moment in which they were going to be able to pick up their lives where they left it 3 years ago. This exchange of measures, this rivalry, hostility makes it difficult again. I came to China almost 10 years ago to study, and then I stayed because I was drawn to something that for me was very obvious, which is that we didn't understand China enough. It was only going to become more important as the country kept on rising, which is what has been happening. China's image in the eyes of the world has really changed. And in a context that is moving more and more towards hostility, that is something that is a damage that is going to be very hard to repair in the long run.